Blog Talk Radio.
All right, we're live tonight, yeah, baby, live tonight. Give us a call, 646-727-1828, babies. Are we going to have fun? Are we going to have no fun? We don't know what kind of fun or no fun we're going to have tonight. Motherfuckers, it's 4 o'clock in the goddamn morning. We're ready to fuck some shit up. Bring some love, motherfuckers.
Cooler if you did.
You're getting air from there, man. It's no good. You see this? It's gotta be tight. You're gonna have to put some gum around the base of that to get a good hit, man.
The dried leaves and berries are ground up and made into cigarettes by a simple hand machine. The deadly narcotic is thus quickly and easily prepared for its market. The sale of marijuana is even more difficult to detect and halt than the traffic in drugs such as opium, morphine, and heroin.
What was that?
That was my skull! I'm so wasted!
George Tote Weed. Man.
Absolutely, George Tote Weed. Are you kidding me, man? He grew fields of that stuff, man. That's what I'm talking about. Fields.
He drew that shit up in Mount Vernon, man.
Mount Vernon, man. He grew it all over the country, man. He had people growing it all over the country, you know? The whole country back then was getting hot. Let me tell you, man, because he knew. He was onto something, man. He knew that it would be a good cash crop for the southern states, man. So he grew fields of it, man. But you know what? Behind every good man, there's a woman. And that woman was Martha Washington, man. And every day George would come home, she'd have a big fat bowl waiting for him, man, when he'd come in the door, man. She was a hip lady,
no
man.
No stems, no seeds that you don't need. Acapulco Gold is
bad as we.
Everybody, we're live tonight. Yes, it's America. Hello, America. The biggest story in America today. 77-year-old man went to a Jack Shack, went to a rub and tug, went to a quote-unquote spa. I don't know what to do anymore, America. I don't know what to do. America. Why? Hey, look, hacky radio host 101. Yeah, America. Today, America, we are ashamed. Because a billionaire fucked a 12-year-old in a Jack Shack in Florida in a strip mall. We'll go to the phone lines. 217 tonight. Go ahead. You're live on the air.
Hello.
Hello. How are you doing tonight?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm doing pretty good. Do you know a 77-year-old billionaire went to a spa and was arrested today?
I'm sorry. One in their 70s who was a billionaire was arrested going to a spa. You're inviting me. Go on.
Robert Kraft, of the owner of the New England Patriots today, got arrested for going to a rub and tug.
Oh, okay, okay. Well, was it the real rub and tug with like a bunch of little tiny Asian chicks just ready to do this work?
Yes, a place where Asian women are only fed one meal a day of rice and water.
Okay.
And they have to, jerk off dudes all day.
Well, you know what? Let's put. I think in situations like this, we have to look at the silver lining. Their forearms must be very, very strong.
Do you know what the price is for a jerk off in Florida?
I have lived in Florida for a year, so I'm telling you, if it's good, it might be much. But because I lived in Florida for a year, I'm gonna say pretty inexpensive.
$59.95 for a half hour. If you want the full hour, it's going to run you $79.95.
I don't think he was shopping for options at that point. He was like, I'm a rich guy. I'm pretty sure he could have got it for $5, the same outcome would have come out down the street. I'm just saying. He wasn't being fiscally responsible there.
Well, I don't understand how a billionaire can get in his car, drive to a seedy part of town in Florida, a seedy part. Like, you don't go there. We know, we're normal human beings. We don't go to certain parts of town because they're sketchy.
Well, this is your problem with that frame of mind, is that you and I, my friend, are not billionaires. When you get to that status of being a billionaire, everything goes out the window. You can do what you want to do when you want to do it, and no one is really – I mean, yeah, they can stop you, but there's no one really going to stand in your way. So if you're going to do some ridiculous nonsense, especially at the age of, what, 77? Yeah, do nonsense.
77.
That's astonishing. Yeah. Okay, so you got a hand job at some place when you were 77, and they weren't having it.
Twice.
Yeah.
Two times.
Yeah. Yeah. If you were a billionaire, what would you do with that money?
But here's where we get into the weeds of things. So the United States government, FBI, all these organizations are tracking this place where they know that there's underage sexual – what do you call them? What do you call these sex trafficking slaves? Slaves. Sex slaves.
Yeah, sex slaves. Sex slaves, yeah.
So you know, in this strip mall, this Oriental massage spa from 2016, they knew that there were sex slaves underage having sex with men. So what they let, okay, what they did though is let for the next 3 years is to let these poor women get violated, be raped by these old men, and being forced into sex acts they didn't want to do. But you know what? They didn't save these girls 3 years ago. They waited 3 years to bust all the guys. So they literally pimped out these girls, the American government, just to catch a few guys getting their dicks jacked off. Now, who's more of a criminal?
Well, I would say there's a lot of criminal parties in that situation. Yeah, obviously the government, that's neglect, and that's, what's the word? Yeah, they knew about it, and they didn't stop it. I'm pretty sure that has something to do with the RICO Act. And then there's obviously the pimp who was going out there doing those crazy stuff, and then, you know, we criminalize the women, too, and then we call them prostitutes. But the Epstein thing, the guy who had his own island full of little kidnapped girls, and he had all of his – he was a billionaire. He's a billionaire now. And he had all these, like, rich friends like Bill Clinton and all these other people fly out there to have sex with all these underage girls. And, yeah, they literally barred him through an agreement without telling any of the victims that he was not subject to any federal prosecution. Wow, it's almost like there are two tiers of legality here. There is people that are so rich that they can literally rape little girls and have nothing to do with the rest of the society. Like, the punishment is not going to be the same. And then you have the rest of us, the world we live in, my friend.
Yeah, which doesn't make sense, though, is why would a billionaire go to a seedy strip mall to get a hand job where he could easily have a hotel room full of whatever he wanted in a matter of a half an hour and no one would ever know?
Well, this is the thing about it, because there is excitement in being close to danger. You know, we as humans, especially in the Western world, we haven't faced that in a while. We don't have people, you know, we're not out camped out in these huts in these small buildings and with a guard walking around the perimeter to make sure that animals aren't coming in to try to kill us, which is our natural state. So people want to feel a sense of danger. So if a billionaire is going to a shady place where he could have anything he wants at any time, you know, that start, you know, Iron Man type of stuff, but he's going to go to the shoddy place and risk everything because it gives him a thrill. Yeah, that makes absolute sense to me that they would be willing to risk everything for excitement at that point. Yeah, that makes sense to me.
Well, the other bombshell that's going to drop Monday morning during the news cycle is there's seven other big names, including our guy, our main guy, Robert Kraft. So there's six other guys that are going to be destroyed on Monday. One guy that will be destroyed Monday, his guy's name is Marco Rubio, I've heard. I don't know who that guy is.
Oh, Mark Rubio. He's a billionaire. He was actually that show Shark Tank. Oh, no, Marco Rubio? Was that not the senator from Texas?
Oh, that's Ted Cruz. No, Marco Rubio, I'm getting right now in my ear feed. He's a senator from Florida.
Well, that's going to be a whole thing.
We're also getting a name of Terry Bollea. Who's Terry Bollea?
I have no idea. I'm not familiar with the name.
I mean, let me Google this real quick. Terry Bollea. Oh, my God. No. No fucking way. Oh, God. You know, Terry Bollea is Hulk Hogan.
No.
Hulk Hogan is going to be named Monday. Holy shit.
Well, I'm just going to say that I had this whole thing with the father of one of the Black Lives Matter movement in East Central Illinois. His daughter rose to power, and I said that, and he was like, oh, yeah, when I came down to where we live, the managers wouldn't promote me because I was black, and his daughter's over there in a town with like 10 black people saying that Black Lives Matter. I was like, yeah. You know, at some point, you got to realize that people that want to rise to power are just crazy. And if Hulk Hogan has anything to do with fucking terrible stuff, yeah, people that rise to power, there's got to be some kind of, you know, motivation within you where you're willing to bypass any morality to get to that point. So, yeah, that makes sense. Go on.
The next name on the list, I'm keeping the bombshell for last. The next bombshell, Rush Limbaugh.
What?
Rush Limbaugh has been cited going in and out of this massage parlor. Holy shit. This shit is, dude, this shit's going to blow up Monday.
No. Now, okay, so you know, yes.
Rush
and you know that
fucking Limbaugh.
Yeah, okay, so you know what he looks like, and you know that he's very wealthy. You know that he has the money to keep any of that under wraps. Okay, go on.
did Robert Kraft.
That's just like, yeah.
My God, this is
a
vast.
Kraft employs like half the town.
This is a vast left-wing conspiracy. I there's no other way about it. This is a Democratic hit on the Republican Party. I mean, it's getting deep. We got Rush Limbaugh. Robert fucking Kraft. Marco Rubio.
Little Marco.
All going to this place and getting jerked off by underage Chinese women or girls.
Well, you know, the thing about it is that the truth always comes out, no matter how much they try to hide it. And, I remember the French Revolution, where they lined up the aristocrats and the royalty, and they literally introduced their heads and their necks to the guillotine. So it's going to go the way that it's going to go, you know. Que sera, sera, right? It will be what it will be.
Will be what will be. Looking in the financial records, we have learned that O.J. Simpson is an investor in this business. Has been making money the whole time while he's in prison, jerking off rich guys. O.J. Simpson. And he's been seen there
the
since
guy
he's
that
been released.
Off his wife's head?
Yes.
No, he was acquitted for chopping off his wife's head, and then he got arrested later on for armed robbery, because you can't let a nog go free and let him just fucking run. Yeah, no. Okay, that makes sense. Yeah. That makes sense. Of course he was an investor. And then they actually had his friend that was staying in his guest house on a TV show, a reality TV show recently. And that's just astonishing. I'm like, how can you literally let a friend of a guy who chopped off his wife's head onto a TV show who defended him all the way through? Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah, morality is gone in the United States of America, my friend.
Yeah, we can have that guy on TV, but yet Louis C.K., because he jerked off in front of a couple women that he asked for beforehand, he can't work anymore.
No,
but a guy.
He made women uncomfortable. He never raped anybody. Yeah. But you have all these fucking rapists and murderers. Yeah, okay. Yeah. He made women uncomfortable.
But a dude that turned two people into literally human pest dispensers gets to go on CBS National TV.
Yep.
Become a hero with his frosted tips and his stupid glasses.
They're going to learn, my friend. You know... There is only so many outcomes, and I'm pretty sure the ones that think guns are evil are the ones that are going to be victims of the same fuck. You know, okay, go on. I'm sorry, go on.
I like to go on and on and on, but the number one person that's going to be brought down in this prostitution string is one Donald J. Trump.
Okay.
Reports of Uber rides from the massage parlor to Trump's room at Mar-a-Lago in Florida, filled with underage Chinese whores sucking the mushroom dick and ripping them old balls while he snorts coke up the top of their heads. Allegedly, Donald Trump likes to sue people. Hulk Hogan, allegedly.
I like that addition, though. I like that allegedly. Yeah, that definitely covers you. Yeah.
So
I mean, that's the reality of the world. I'm just saying that's the world we live in. We have all of these talking heads and all these major people that, you know what, if you actually met. And I've had the opportunity to meet some of these people that are worth a couple $100 million living in the suburbs of Chicago. I've met these people. And I've met a billionaire 2 times, and I've met a bunch of people who are worth hundreds of millions of dollars. And you know what? At the end of the day, they have their armed security, and they have all of this nonsense. And they have everyone, like, protecting them. And then you actually, like, have a conversation with them, and you find out that they're just as insecure and just as unprepared as you are. And you kind of find out that no matter how much money you acquire, you are always going to be human. And if Trump did some messed up stuff, like I said earlier, the truth always comes out. I don't care how much you pay to hide it. It doesn't mean anything. You can pay $1 billion to hide the truth. It will come out. And the reality of the situation that I face right now is a bunch of people who did not pay that much money to hide it. Oh, their dirty laundry is flowing in the wind, and the rich people, the really rich people, I'm not talking about the millionaires. I'm talking about the billionaires and shit. These people are about to be held to a standard that every last one of us have always been held to, where if you don't have money, you don't have influence, you don't have power, you don't have fame, you don't have any of that stuff, you're going to be held to the same standard. And, man, I feel bad for anybody that thought that they were so famous or so rich or so whatever that they were, you know, above prosecution. I feel bad for them because there is no –
Yeah, Black Monday.
There is no –
Black Monday's coming. Black Monday's coming. The names are released. I've already released them, and I'm always ahead of the curve with everybody else. And everybody will look at me like, well, what, are you some kind of psychic? I'm like, no. I know people. I know things. I know about the dirty world of dirty. I've been to the darkest, dirtiest, dampest, moldiest fucking places on the earth. I know the scumbaggiest fucking people on the earth. These are my friends.
Mm-hmm.
I am a dirtbag. Yes, absolutely. But guess what? I know more shit than anybody. Because people trust me. You know, people will tell a dirtbag anything. Anything. Over a couple of drinks, I knew who killed Kennedy. We'll get into other terms. So, Monday, all these people are going down for having sex with underage Chinese immigrant people that have been brought over in containers. Horrible ages, anywhere from 9 to 15 years old. Pedophilia is over. You guys are no longer going to get away with this anymore. We're done dealing with all you fucking rich assholes that think you can just fuck kids. You're done. It's over with. I'm Alex and Jones out on all of you. You're done. All of you are fucking done. Then we have the other way to look at it, though, too. This 15-year-old girl 3 weeks ago went out and picked rice out of fields for 18 hours a day. Got to eat 3 times a day of rice. Malnourished, nowhere to go. Next thing you know, she's sucking the President of the United States' dick. Could you imagine?
No, sir, I cannot imagine. I'm on it. I cannot imagine that. I am not playing that game. Hell no. No.
So what's worse? Shitting in a river and picking rice all day, or sucking the president of the United States penis?
Yeah, no, no. Well, that's the
Honestly, I would still stick with the rice and shitting in the river over sucking that fucking dickhead dick.
Yeah, but that's the game of comparison. You sit there and labor away 18 hours a day or do 5 minutes of work with a dick in your mouth. I mean, yeah, no, I get it. I get why we have prostitutes, man. I'm from Chicago. I get why we have street whores. I get why they charge $100 for 10 minutes. You know, I get that. I understand that because they have no local skills. They can't type. They can't work in an office. They don't respect, you know, the whole thing. Yeah, I get it, dude. I completely understand that. No, I'm just saying that the people who have lied to get where they are, they don't really have an outlet, because every single lie that has made anybody, Kamala Harris, Donald Trump, I don't care who you are, every single lie that has made anybody is going to be revealed eventually. And when that happens, holy crap. I do not apologize for the outreach and the crazy response. Whatever happens to these people happens to these people. You know, I'm not apologetic for that.
And it's going to happen on Monday. And when it happens on Monday, you're going to wake up, you're going to turn on your local news or whatever, and you're going to go, oh, my God, that fucking guy blew the story open 3 days before it even happened. You're like, what the fuck is going on? It's going on. It's hitting Monday. I would put anything on the line for it.
Now, is that a gambler's bet or an assured bet where you're like, yeah, I tranquilized all the other horses right before the race?
If not, I will. I am so sure of this. I am 100% straight male. If this news does not come on Monday, I will go Monday evening at midnight, which will be Tuesday morning.
Okay.
And I will suck a gay man's penis on camera.
Okay, how about we turn that into a different thing? Because that's really ridiculous. How about you donate $100 to a charity instead of all of that nonsense?
Yeah, because I would rather get paid $100 than suck a guy's dick any day. Yeah, I'm down with that. Let's send $100 to an organization that is against child trafficking, because I don't like child trafficking.
Yeah, as
I
much
put
as
myself,
you don't like sucking guys' dicks, you enjoy not not supporting child trafficking. Okay, cool.
So we will give $100 if these names don't come out on Monday. I will donate $100 to Ashton Kutcher's involved in it somehow. I'll give him some money. We'll take care of it.
He's kind of frontlined the whole stopping everything that has to do with the internet when it deals with child trafficking. Yeah, man,
and he's done a
sweet.
Great job. He's gotten Backpage
shut down.
He's gotten Craigslist shut down. He's gotten all of these internet sites. They're gone. You have to go to the dark web to even have a chance anymore of finding these places. But then I put myself in these prostitutes. Could you imagine to get something to eat later on in the day because you're been sex trafficked? Could you imagine being forced to eat a 77-year-old woman's pussy?
I would hope that would not be the case, but if I had to eat, yeah, I guess that would be an option. Okay, because you placed this scenario in front of me. All right, so to eat, I have to do this disgusting thing that is obviously disgusting. And what do I do? Okay, what's the alternative? Me not do this, and what happens?
And then you get the shit beat out of you. They punch you in the face. They lock you in a room. Don't
okay,
feed you
okay,
for a
okay,
day
okay.
or so.
Okay, so eat this old, disgusting vagina and eat or not and get the shit kicked out of me.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's going to look like a buffet line at that point.
You're going to eat, you don't want to eat that pussy, but you're going to eat it because you have to. And that's what these women are going through.
Absolutely.
And, you know, there's,
have you ever met a pimp?
Oh, absolutely. I've met hundreds of them over the years.
Oh, that's unfortunate. Yeah, I've met a pimp up in Chicago. And within 2 minutes of meeting him, I actually had to kick him in the dick. And he has, but that's how it is because they're confident. That's the entire reason why they're able to manipulate women. And you take this stuff coming from the southern border where they're able to just manipulate them, saying, we'll kill your family, we'll dose you up with heroin and meth and all this other nonsense. No. No. Hell no. No. I met a pimp, and I almost beat his ass. I didn't because I respected the party that I was at, but I did take the moment. It was 3 seconds of my time. You take my steel toe boot and put it directly up into his tank. I'm just saying that happened. That happened in a major city. And, I know it's just astonishing. Anyone that pimps out little girls deserves to die. Any pedophile deserves to die. Any rapist deserves to die. Just kill them off, dude. Why do we keep sending them to prison? Just kill them. Why is this even a conversation by that?
No, I don't understand why, guys that sold some drugs never got out of prison, but these guys that fuck kids get out 3, 4, 5 times. I don't understand this. I don't understand how rich guys can think they can go fuck little children at a spa in broad daylight because they've been protected. But the protection's gone. There's cell phones. People follow Robert Kraft all day to watch him fuck up. Try to get money from him. You can sue him. You can extort him. You can blackmail the guy.
Well, we're talking about drugs. That's nonsensical. I mean, you can't control what people do. I mean, you go to the Portuguese method of it where they treat overuse of drugs as like a mental health problem. And then you come over here and they're just like criminalizing. They're putting all the, like, we have the highest prison population in the country. It's like, yeah, people want to smoke weed. People want to do coke. Okay, that's fine. You know, if they do it and they drive, yeah, beat the shit out of them, kill them, whatever you need to do to maintain them not doing it. But, you know, when it comes to sex crimes, I'm very unapologetic. You know, over in, they have a bunch of these Muslims raping little kids, and I'm like, kill them. Like, that isn't even a conversation for me. They're pedophiles, obviously. Kill them. And we have this same thing over here in America. It's like, yeah, they're raping, they're killing, they're doing all this fucked up shit. Yeah, the moment that that's an actual cold case, like, not even a cold case, the moment that that's an actual, like, proven, like, they were the actual proprietor, they were the perpetrator of that crime, yeah. Why the fuck are they sitting in a cell for 20 years? It costs $50,000 in America to keep someone in a cell annually. Pedophiles need to live.
No, they don't need to live. But why not have a pedophile diversion option? And I think we're overlooking.
We send them to an island in Alaska.
What
is that?
I'm just saying, midget prostitution could be used in a positive way.
I don't really think so when it has to do with children.
I mean, honestly, you could have a 57-year-old midget that looks like he's, 3 months old because he's only 2'6", like Vern Troyer.
No, I'm talking about, if there are old people that look young and they are midgets, yeah, go ahead and start your own thing. But when it actually comes to pedophilia, little kids getting fucked, yeah, I have a little bit of problem with that.
No, nobody wants – I don't want any kid ever fucked again. The Catholic Church, where's the debate? Take these motherfuckers, put them in the fucking middle of the Vatican, and fucking shoot them. and tell everybody, hey, this is what we do. We're not going to move them to a different fucking town.
You know it would be more effective to take all the fucking pedophiles, put them in Mecca, and then just bomb the shit out of that, because you'll have a lot more close proximity of people who are fucking kids in Saudi Arabia. But yeah.
Oh yeah! Don't even get me started on the kid fucking in the Middle East. They fuck kids and goats.
Mohammed fucked what's her name? Aisha. No, her name wasn't Aisha. I don't know, but he ended up marrying a 6-year-old, and then he ended up fucking her at 9 and beat the shit out of her, and now they're all fucking their cousins and they're all inbred. Yeah, I know. I'm aware of it. I'm just saying. If there are a lot of problems in this world, and I'm pretty sure that if you wipe out the people that have an obsession with screwing children and raping people and murdering people, yeah, I'm pretty sure if you wipe out the people like that, it would not be so much of a conversation as to how we move forward. Yeah, they, you know, you don't do unto others as you would want done unto you. And the people that are done unto others as they would not want done unto them, watch what happens. Yeah, that's how you cure the world.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's there's no sexual outlets for people that can't have sex. I mean, me and you, we're normal dudes. We can get laid on weekends. We know how to get laid. It's not that big of a deal. But there's guys out there that can't get laid. They can't get laid. They're shy.
They can get laid.
That.
No, I don't believe that. I don't believe that. No, I do not believe that. No, any man can get laid. You either need to have money or muscles. That's the only thing. That's all it's ever been, is you need to either do some push-ups every single day for the rest of your life and get ripped, or you need to have a nice job with job security and fucking insurance and shit so females will pay attention to you. I've seen the scrawniest little guy he was making 6 figures. And he pulled the most attractive female in the pub that I used to go to. And I've seen the guy who was a bartender, and he did, you know, sit-ups and push-ups and pull-ups, and he did all this stuff every day. And he pulled a fucking doctor wife. So, yeah, no, I don't believe that. I think that the scrawniest little guy, you know, he can pull anybody. And I think that the
strongest guy can
pull anybody.
I mean, no, you make a great point. But the guy right now that's sitting there that is scrawny and poor, it's going to take a year to get to where he needs to be. But what do you do in the year? You should be able to go up to the street.
No. I haven't answered that. Yeah. No, I got to where I was. I came from a bad neighborhood. I was not the biggest guy in my neighborhood, and I'll never be the biggest guy in my neighborhood. But I was able to lift weights. You don't have to go to a gym. Lift weights is your home. You don't even have to have weights. Do push-ups, watch some YouTube videos. Everything, apparently, nowadays, there's a how-to YouTube video on how to do it. Yeah, these scrawny kids who are broke as hell. And I know what being broke as hell is like, because I grew up, my mom had 3 kids, my dad dipped out, we were making 20 grand a year in the 90s. All right, so I know what being poor is. I know what being soft is, and I understand all that stuff. I've already been there, and I've had to be the man of the house in second grade.
What you have to do, seriously, you're lazy. You don't want to work out. You don't want to do anything. And I'm going to tell you right now how to build your life, how to do everything you can. Tony Robbins style right now is what you do tomorrow is you get up and you do one push-up. You do one sit-up. One, just one. You don't need to do workout. You don't even need workout clothes. Day two, you do a sit-up, a push-up. You do two of them. Every day, you increase the number of sit-ups and push-ups. By the end of a year, you're doing 365 push-ups and sit-ups, and you are a fucking Adonis. And you haven't even broken a sweat yet.
All right, hold on. I have to interrupt there because I'm actually going to school to be a dietitian, and my younger brother is going to school to do the whole physical therapy thing. And you don't need to do it every day. You need to do it week by week, maybe even month by month, depending on who you're dealing with. No one individual has the same trajectory. You know, we have to deal with that shit case by case. Yeah, if somebody can go ahead and do a push-up and a sit-up every single day and just up it every other day, you know, and yeah, you'll be doing 365 push-ups, you'll be doing 365 sit-ups. But I'm just saying that there are three aspects to health that all has to do with your diet, that has to do with your fitness, and that has to do with your sleep schedule. So once you get all of that shit intact, yeah, I'm more than happy to have a conversation. But no, you don't just you do a push-up a day for a week, and then the next week you do two push-ups a day, and then the next week. Yeah.
Oh, I hate to interrupt you, man. I hate to interrupt you. They're throwing us off the air, man. We're out of time. Thanks for your input tonight, man. It's been a good conversation. And we'll talk to you soon, bro. Thank you.
All right, brother. Take care. Thank you for talking to me.
Yep. Absolutely. Have a great night, man. That's all we got time for tonight, man. Thank you, everybody. Have a great night. Rock on. Do whatever you need to do. Do a push-up in the morning. I don't know. Stop fucking kids, you fucking dirty fuckers.